Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this here is a special episode. Obviously, this is coming into your feeds on a Saturday. For those of you listening to it later, it's whatever day you listen to it, but you know, whatever. So I got asked to review this webcomic online a couple weeks back, and so I'm just putting this special episode out. This will be a quicker episode, as you can tell by the time frame. But I wanted to just go ahead and give a quick review on this comic issue that I got. So go ahead and get into my spiel here. The issue is called Pro Volume, issue number one, written by or put out by Sick Media Comics. It was obviously here in 2019. The writer is Tyler M. Smalls. The pencils and inks were done by Leonardo Rocha. I apologize if I said that wrong. Colors by Renan. Yeah. Again, another apology. Renan Lino. I'm going to go with that one. That sounds the best. And then letters were by Studio Daedalus. So we'll just go ahead and hop into the issue here real quick. This was actually kind of a fun issue, a fun comic that I read. It follows the kind of the adventures. I'm going to say the adventures of Pro Volume. She is a superhero in San Francisco. Also is the mayor, if I'm reading it correctly. She won the mayoral race against Dr. Mechanic. I believe that was the name. Yeah. And Dr. Mechanic, she was fun. I like her character because at one point in the issue, she sees that Pro Volume is closing in on her and on her secret base, and she keeps on calling her a slut, and then it gets revealed that her Pro Volume's husband or boyfriend left her to be with Dr. Mechanic, and I'm like, no, wait, who's the slut? I don't okay, whatever. I'm not calling Dr. Mechanic a slut. I find it ironic that she's saying this about the one when she's obviously not doing things right either, but she is also a villain. So, but the whole thing for this issue is that Dr. Mechanic is creating a robotic army, and she's got one special suit robot, I guess, called the Red Crusher. The Red Crusher looks actually pretty cool. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. I know she's got like very shortened, I would say X-22 claws coming out of the back of her hand. I mean, it's more like the claws you would see on Shredder's gauntlet, Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then her suit is all red. I believe it's all a robot, but she's pretty cool so far, like pretty cool looking. She doesn't do anything in this issue. The issue is basically, like I said, Pro Volume versus Dr. Mechanic. There's one part where Pro Volume uses her, what she calls a volume punch. Her powers are interesting itself. I'm not entirely sure what they are. I am a little intrigued by them. She has like a Wi-Fi symbol for her superhero symbol. I don't know. But she uses what she calls a volume punch and destroys Dr. Mechanic's cell phone. And then Dr. Mechanic is all like, well, what the hell? You broke my phone. I need that thing. I was going to, you know, I can't check the time anymore. Like, it, the back and forth was great. The writing was really good. The art's really good. I really enjoy this issue. The robots in here actually, as dumb as they were, they had some fun banter. But no, I really like this issue. It's a free download. If you go to sickmediacomics.com, I think all you got to do is sign up for the newsletter and then you could get the issue for free. And it's a quick read. Honestly, I would pay probably like $1 to $2 for this issue if I would see it on the shelf. But the fact that you get it for free is, like I said, pretty good. I am intrigued of where the story goes, though. So I am definitely going to try and look for more issues in the future. That being said, yeah, everybody, please go check this out. I think they could. This seems to be a up and start or a starting company that I know they have another issue that I think just came out recently called Zapster and Dimensions. Dimension. I don't know how to pronounce it. That's all me. The spelling is weird. But that being said, I am interested to see what that one is about too. So I'll have to go look for that one either on the shelves or maybe even Comixology. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, go check this out. Give these guys a follow on Instagram. That's where I'm following them on. That's where they got a hold of me and asked me about reviewing this book for them. Yeah, just it's like I said, it's a fun issue. Just a quick read. Honestly, I think you'll have a good time with this. So that being said, I think that's we're gonna wrap it up there. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.